You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
The time here at WRFG is just 5 o'clock. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours. As always, something special for you at the top of the hour, but something special even before then at 5.30, so please stay tuned for that. If you have a copy of yesterday's Atlanta Journal and Constitution, Metro section, page 5, that would be B5, very interesting obituary for a Scottish piper who played on D-Day on the beaches of Normandy. We're going to have something more to say about him a little later in the show at 5.30. But worth also checking out on the web. It's actually a New York Times article. Bill Millen, M-I-L-L-I-N, is the man's name. More about that in a while. In the meantime, here's some piping to wake everybody up. This is called Emancipation. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to J.J. Sheridan, who will be our special guest at the top of the hour in just about 50 minutes at 6 o'clock. He was playing I Am Asleep and Don't Waken Me There from his brand new album, Edward Bunting's The Ancient Music of Ireland, the 1840 edition. As I said, J.J. will be with us in the studio here for a live interview just at the top of the hour, so please stay tuned for that. We started with a tune called Emancipation, played by the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band from Canada. And it's from their album On Home Ground, which is on Green Tracks Records. And again, we are going to have a little feature in just the bottom of the hour at 5:30 here in about 17 minutes. A musical segment and also some information about an interesting Scottish piper who passed away recently. His name was Bill Millen, M-I-L-L-I-N. Very interesting obituary of him available in the New York Times, also through the Atlanta Journal and Constitution, yesterday's paper, probably available on the web as well. He will be, as I said, be toasted in about 16 or 17 minutes here. And in between, we heard a brand new, exciting reissue of tracks that were long lost to the digital world. We are referring to Sean O'Shea with Ciarán Cúlan, led by, of course, Sean O'Riordan. These are recordings from almost 50 years ago. They were a series of EPs that were put out, four-track EPs, way back 61, 62, 63, and never available on LP. I don't think I've set eyes on a copy of such an EP for decades. They are very collectible items. They have all been collected into a fine new CD, whose title track we will treat you to on another occasion on Pucker Buila. It's called, and the song we heard there was Táimsean Culla, I'm Asleep. You probably weren't after the pipe band at the beginning. Sean O'Shea there singing for us. Sean O'Shea has, of course, been to Atlanta and sung for us not so long ago. J.J. Sheridan will be here for us in a couple of minutes and speaking to you on the air at 6 o'clock. Let's keep it local and continue with Kathleen Donohoe.
Oh, fare thee well to Ireland, my own dear native land. It breaks my heart to see friends part, it's then that the teardrops fall. I'm going away to America, I'm an air sea home. Shamrock shore. Our ship, she lies at anchor, she's standing by the quay. May fortune bright shine down each night as we sail over the sea. Many ships were lost, many on this journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore. My home.
My name is Dick Darby, I'm a cobbler. I served my time at Thole Camp. Some call me an old agitator, but now I'm resolved to repent. With me inkling of an inkling of an idea. With me inkling of an inkling of an idea. With me robo-mo-robo-mo-randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. Now me father was hung for sheep stealing. Me mother was burnt for a witch. Me sister's a dandy housekeeper. And I'm a mechanical switch. With me inkling of an inkling of an idea. With me inkling of an idea. With me robo-bo-robo-bo-randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. It's 40 long years I have travelled, all by the contents of me pack. Me hammers, me awls and me pinchers, I carry them all on me back. With me inkling of an inkling of an idea. With me inkling of an idea. With me robo-bo-robo-bo-randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. Oh, me wife, she is humpy, she's lumpy. Me wife, she's the divil, she's cracked. And no matter what I may do with her, her tongue, it goes clickety-clack. With me ink-twing of an inkling of an idea. With me ink-twing of an inkling of an idea. With me robo-bo-robo-bo-randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. It was on a bright harvest morning, just before break of the day, I dipped her three times in the river, and I carelessly bade her good day. With me ink-twing of an inkling of an idea. With me ink-twing of an inkling of an idea. With me robo-bo-robo-bo-randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away.
WRFG 89.3 FM and Centennial Olympic Park present the finale of the 2010 Wednesday Wind Down Concert Series. Wednesday, September 1st, featuring live performances from jazz and blues guitarist Tunes and Wilby Records recording artist Lola. Also featured from 89.3 FM will be the show's own DJ Phil X and the Grand Imperial DJ Majestic on the ones and twos. The Wednesday Wind Down Finale, Wednesday, September 1st at Centennial Olympic Park in the heart of downtown Atlanta, Georgia, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. For more info, www.centennialpark.com.
Thank you. Broadway, I've got the decent job. I'm tallying bricks and mortars, and me pay is 15 bob. I rise up in the morning, I get up with the lark. And when you're walking down the street, you'll hear the girls remark, "Hello, Patsy Fagan." You can hear the girls all cry, "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a head and scale, I'm a devil make head, I'm a decent Irish boy." Well, the day that I left Ireland, 'twas many years ago, I left me home in Antrim, where the pigs and pretties grow. But since I left old Ireland, it has always been my plan to let the people see that I'm a decent Irish man. "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a head and skin, I'm a devil may care, I'm a decent Irish boy." There's one among you would like to marry me, I'll take her to a little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress her up in satin, and I'll please her all I can, and I'll let the people see that I'm a decent Irish man. "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a head, I'm scared, I'm a devil may care, I'm a decent Irish boy. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a head, I'm scared, I'm a devil may care, I'm a decent Irish boy. You're a head, I'm scared, I'm a devil may care, I'm a decent Irish boy."
Country, Grand Duke, and hear the story. Lads all through the country, Grand Duke, and hear the story. Better go to Spanagrag, you'd better go to Spanagrag. Then go with Grag, it will be. Down the river, Davey, my wife can send me wine right down the river, Davey, and I did tell her I wouldn't go, did tell her I wouldn't go. And she hits me with a slant wad. My wife can send me away. Without a bit of tobacco, my wife can send me wife, yo, without a bit of tobacco. She's a plenty on a tea, she's a plenty on a tea. Ni chow ni out so hard, no. My wife did go to Kinyo, Kimocha, Palvas, Weather. My wife did go to Kinyo, Kimocha, Palvas, Weather. Ate the key, gave me the cow. She ate the key, gave me the cow. Well done, he jowl of banner.
to Spanakai. You better go to Spanakai than go with Brigid Gwely.
And that was Carrie Glover, who have also been to Atlanta over the years from their album Spirit of the People, Spirit of Wearin, and that was a song called A Martyr's Song. Let's see, we started off with Kathleen Donohoe, all the way from County Cavan, and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from her album Irish Songs You Love. In between, we heard three more from Cork Folk. We had the Fuchsia Band featuring Martine O'Cogan singing Dick Darby, and then a bunch of tunes, Bruty's Barn Dances, and it's from their album Grow Thou Rev, Love That Was, on their own label. Then we followed up with Donnie Carroll, another man from, I think he's from Douglas, just outside Cork City, and The Tale of Patsy Fagan, and it's from his album Down the Slippery Gap, which is on Duxie Music. Excellent album. He lives in New York these days. Okay, it is 32 minutes past the hour here. We promised you something special, and we want to remind you that at the top of the hour, we have something also special. We have JJ Sheridan with us. He's already in the studio, warming up, and he's going to be telling us all about his new collection of the music of Edward Bunting. But before that, we promised you a story, and the story concerns Bill Millen, M-I-L-L-I-N. You can find this in the New York Times. It was run in the obituary section of the Atlanta Journal and Constitution yesterday, Saturday, page B5, if you happen to have it handy. He was a Scottish bagpiper, not a famous, per se, a musician, but he achieved fame because he was one of the D-Day beach landing fellows back in June 1944. And something he did on that day was immortalized in the 1962 film The Longest Day. He died this past Wednesday at the age of 88 in Devonshire in England. He was born in Glasgow and spent a couple of years with his family in Canada, but then moved back to Britain and was enlisted as a private in Britain's 1st Special Service Brigade. His unit landed on a strip of the coast that the Allies had codenamed Sword Beach near the French city of Caen. And part of that, he was 21 years old at the time. There was a tradition way back of pipe bands piping soldiers into battle. In fact, this tradition was discontinued about 100 years ago, but it was an old tradition. And I have an interesting album here by the 1st Battalion Black Watch, also known as the Ladies from Hell, and that was a name that the Germans gave them in the Second World War, a nickname that the Germans gave them because they just were baffled at the sight of men in kilts going into battle. At that point, they weren't brandishing their bagpipes, but the bagpipes were used back on this particular day, back in June 1944. And here's the story. His commanding officer was a man called Simon Fraser. Now, we heard from the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band at the start of the show. A coincidence, I think, the name, but curious nevertheless, especially since it's a Canadian pipe band. Simon Fraser said he was actually the 15th Lord Lovat and Hereditary Chief of the Clan Fraser, one of Scotland's most celebrated aristocrats. Orders were made during World War I that bagpipes would no longer be used in the battlefield because of the high risk of attracting enemy fire. Fraser, then 32, asked 21-year-old Mr. Millen to play on the beachhead to raise the troops' morale. Mr. Millen demurred, citing the regulations, whereupon Mr. Fraser said, "Aye, but that's the English War Office. You and I are both Scotsmen, and it doesn't apply to us." So he waded ashore in waist-high water with his kilt afloat, it says here, and then marched up and down the beach, playing several tunes that Mr. Fraser had requested, including Highland Laddie, I think that's a typo, I think it's more likely Highland Lassie, and Road to the Isles. Now, the Germans were on the beachhead with machine guns, because they knew this was coming, and they chose not to do the obvious, which would have been to gun down this young piper. They did gun down a lot of people, but this man survived. And as he said later, "I didn't notice I was being shot at in a general sense. If they had wanted to take him out, they certainly could have. When you're young, you do things you wouldn't dream of doing when you're older." He later got to meet some of the Germans, probably several decades later, who were on the beach that day. And the Germans said they didn't shoot at him because they thought he was crazy. So bagpipes can save your life. Now, bagpipes were actually, the possession of bagpipes a couple of hundred years earlier was a capital offence in the UK. So it's no laughing matter. The history of the bagpipe is very interesting. But we are now going to play you a track from a pipe band, which includes one of the tunes that he played on the beach that day. Enjoy.
Thank you. did you lock your car skill?
Yeah, I hit the bill. Let me check my keys, though, man.
Where that music coming from, Ronnie? Hey, coming up now.
It's all good.
What's the best way to enjoy Labor Day in Atlanta? The answer to that question has been the same for 25 years. It's WRFG's Labor Day Blues Barbecue. Join us Monday, September 6th on the Park Tavern patio overlooking beautiful Piedmont Park for an all-day blues blowout. WRFG proudly dedicates its silver anniversary blues barbecue to Atlanta blues legend Roy Lee Johnson. This year's blues barbecue will be energized by the Atlanta return of Motor City Josh and the Big Three. Also appearing will be Little Brother, Liz Melendez, the Tony Bryant Band, and the Breeze Kings. The Park Tavern is located at the corner of 10th Street and Monroe Drive, across from the Grady High School football stadium. Doors open at 12:30 p.m. and the music starts at 1. Tickets are $15 at the door or $12 in advance from the WRFG website. Kids under 12 are free. Barbecue for this event will be provided by Fat Matt's Rib Shack. All proceeds benefit your community radio station, WRFG 89.3 FM.
Ah, yes, the Labor Day barbecue, an old tradition here and well worth checking out. We played you a little while back there, two tracks, and we're going to do one more in honor of a piper who died this week. His name was Bill Millen, M-I-L-L-I-N. Interesting obituary of him in the New York Times and in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution. He played on the beaches of Normandy by order of his superior officer. Walked up and down during the Normandy invasion, the D-Day invasion, playing the bagpipes. The Germans thought he was crazy and didn't do what they could easily have done, which would have been to gun him down. Many of his fellow soldiers did, of course, die. Huge numbers of people died in that landing. And he passed away this week at the age of 88. Now, the tracks we played for you just now, we played Selection by the Kirk Liston Pipe Band, who in the mid-90s put out an album called A Link with the 45. I'm not sure if it's still the case, but at that point, the person who was paying the piper was Drambuie of Drink fame, so they were officially known as the Drambuie Kirk Liston Pipe Band. And we played you a medley, which featured the following: Johnny Cope, Stirling Castle, Rosamond the Heather, Lord James Murray, Highland Laddie, Glen Finnan, Kim Yorfrey, France, and finishing up again with Johnny Cope. We followed that up with something appropriate from the Occasionals, who have an album out called The Full Set of Basic Scottish Ceilidh Dances. And we played a track called Soldier's Dance. Okay, well, brave man to pipe under those circumstances. And he lived to tell the tale. And the tale, again, has been retold as a high point of the film The Longest Day, which came out in 1962. Haven't seen it in many a year. Maybe it's time to check that film out again. In the meantime, we're going to leave you with Scotland the Brave. Well, we're going to leave Bill Millen with Scotland the Brave. We're not leaving you. We have lots more coming up, including at the top of the hour in just 11 minutes. J.J. Sheridan, don't want to miss that. Here's Scotland the Brave.